It's This Week in Classical Music, an update on what's happening in the classical music world. I'm Randy Kinkle. The Caledora String Quartet of New York won the $100,000 grand prize at the brand new M-Prize Chamber Arts Competition. The new prize is the most lucrative award in the world for chamber music. "My head is spinning," said the quartet's violist, Jeremy Berry, shortly after the group's victory. "When you're trying to get a quartet off the ground, there are a lot of difficulties financially and in getting concerts. This will give us a chance to sustain a career." The Caledora Quartet, which just completed a two-year residency at Stony Brook University of New York, has an average age of 27. They beat out two other strong ensembles in the finals concert and impressed the 15-member jury with performances of Debussy and Haydn, Webern and Mendelssohn. They play about 60 concerts a year. They're managed by one of the biggies, Opus 3, in New York, and have a history of other competition victories. In addition to the cash, the group wins performances in coming seasons on six important concert series in America and in Germany. Valentino Garavani, known as Valentino in the fashion world, English production designer Nathan Crowley from the Batman films, and director Sofia Coppola are collaborating on a production of La Traviata that's promising to be very successful for the house, as well as visually stunning. Mr. Garavani, who largely retired from fashion in 2008, returned to work for this production to create Violetta's gowns, a departure from the norm for the designer, although he has created designs for operas in the past. Soprano Francesca Dotto as Violetta will be wearing one of four gowns designed by Mr. Garavani that took 800 hours to make. Sofia Coppola is making her opera directing debut in this production, which is widely regarded as a major coup for the Opera Theater of Rome, just now emerging from financial turmoil. Ms. Coppola said that when Valentino asked me, I thought I can't say no, adding that she was familiar with the opera's setting in Paris, where she lives part-time, and felt comfortable with the time period, having directed the period drama Marie Antoinette. "It was a fortuitous coming together of people that sometimes just happens," said Carlo Fortes, general manager of the Rome Opera House Foundation. The 15-performance run of La Traviata is already nearly sold out. It's already the biggest box office hit in the history of the theater from 1880, Mr. Fortes said. For more on these and other items and events, go to the website, kbok.org. Be listening each week at this time for another update. Find us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Join us every weekday at noon with Linda Cassidy for the Most Wanted Hour, playing your top 100 picks in classical music. I'm Randy Kinkle for This Week in Classical Music on 89.5 KBAQ Phoenix and HD, a service of Rio Salado College and Arizona State University.